And fire went before from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vatocha al Mizbeach, Asahalah v'Asach Cholodim, and burnt and ate up the Kamer Ola on the fast, Vayar Kol Ha'am, Vayaronu, Vayipol Panayim. The people saw and they praised and they fell on their faces. Rashi says, Vayaronu Kitargum, like Targum says, Vashabchu, and they praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu over this event. Plus, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Vayikchu ben Aaron, Nadav Aviyo, Ishmach Paso, the sons of Aaron, another ben Aviyo, took their pans, and they put a fire on it, and they brought a Ketores. And they offered it before Hashem. A foreign fire which he did not command. Rashi says, and a fire went down from Hashem, and it consumed them. And they died before Hashem. Rashi says, Rabbi Lazar says, "Lomitzu bin Aaron el aydei shaharu haralachah b'pnei Moshe Rabbam." The sons of Aaron died because they rendered a halachic decision in the presence of their teacher Moshe, and they offered the ketores before that without asking. Rishmael says, "Shesu yain, one is intoxicated by wine. Nechassel mikdash, they entered the Mishkan. The mikdash teda, you can know sha'achar misasan after the death his ranusam." The Torah warned the remaining kohanim. They should not enter the sanctuary with wine. Mashal Melech, Shail of Bennett, face device, and he had a household member, and says the Medrash, and the Mashal doesn't give an explanation of the Medrash, and the Medrash actually says that there was a king who had a trusted household member, who once found him standing at the entrance of to some stores, and without any reason, had the householder member's head cut off. So he pointed another member of the household in his stead. And we don't know why he killed the first one, except for the command he gave to the second one, which was, do not go through the entrances of these stores. So through that, we know that this first person was killed because he transgressed that commandment. That's why we find in the next parasha the discussion of drinking wine and doing the avodah. This is what Hashem said, to those who are close to me, I'll be sanctified, I'll thank Kalam Ikabed, and I'll be honored through for the entire people. Aaron was silent. Rashi says, where did Hashem say this idea? So Rashi says, I shall meet there with the children of Israel, and I'll be sanctified through my honor. So, don't read it through my honor, al bechvudai, to those who honor, those my honored, through my honored ones. So, Amar la Moshe, la Aaron, Moshe says to Aaron, Aaron achi, Aaron my brother, yodei ha'isi anush, and yiskadi shabais, the house will be sanctified, then the yurdav shamakam, to the intimate ones of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he suffered, I thought, O bi'o b'achan, fellows of either me or you, achshav ro ani shehim, but only many mumcha, and now I say, these people, another one of you, are actually greater than you and I. Right, Aaron, he received reward, Ashtikosu through Sa'at. Maschar Kilo, what did he receive? Shishachid Imo Hadibar. Now, the speech which Hashem was directed to him alone, Shnei Melo Levado, that to him alone who said, Parsha Shisu Yain, he had the section of the Shisu Yain discussed, Rikovai, Bib Chiri, through those who are chosen, Alpnei Kalami Kabed, Ekabed, Kirikash Baruch, Osa Dindrim Tzidikim, Kirikash Baruch carries out justice amongst the righteous. Misyari, he is feared, Umisal, he is exalted, Umiskalis, and he's lauded. Imkain ve'ilu, so if with these people Hashem carries out judgment, Kosh Kim Berisham, of course the Rishayim will be punished. Vachinu Omer, Nora, Lakim Mikashecha, Hashem is feared from your sanctuary, Altarigna Mikashecha, Ala Mimikudushecha. Rather, don't read it as from your sanctuary, but rather from your sanctified ones. Like from Mishael, Mishael El Tzafon, Moshe calls Mishael and El Tzafon, B'nei Uziel, Uziel Dor Aaron, the sons of Aaron's uncle Uziel, Vayomer Aliyam, and he says to them, Kirvu, approach Su Asafichem, carry your brothers, Neitz B'nei HaKodesh from the holy, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, El Mechos HaMachon, that's outside the camp. Rashi says, Dod Aaron, Uziel Achia Amram, Uziel was the brother of Amram, Shnemar Uvnei Kos V'gomer. Su'as achichem v'domer. Kasher ha'omer l'chaver, like a person says to his friend, haver asa mitzvah l'fnei kala. Remove the cork before the kala, shol v'sa'arbe, the arbe v'sa simcha, you should not disturb the simcha. Pasakei v'ayikirvuha, v'ayisu'um, v'kuntanotam, v'michotza machana, and they went close, and they carried out them with their kasonuses to the outside of the camp. Kasher dibar Moshe, as Moshe spoke, v'kuntanotam, shalmeis, shalmeisim of the dead, the kasonuses of the dead, v'lamit shalonus for begin. That means the garments were not burnt. El nishmasam, by the souls were burnt. Kimishnei chutin shalish, yechlesu the chut v'chemem, like the two threads of fire entered the nostrils and only burnt from inside, but their clothing were left intact. Pasuk vav. Byomer Moshe el Aaron, Moshe says to Aaron, Ulalazar, Ulisamar, and to Elazar and Yisamar, Banav, his sons, Rishichem atafru, don't leave your heads unshorn, uvigdechem lo sifromu, and don't rend your garments, lo samusa, then you won't die. Al koledah tiksof, and will avoid becoming wrathful, Hashem becoming wrathful against the entire assembly, vachichem kol beis Yisrael, yichblas tzrifa, and your brothers and the entire house of Israel shall bewail the fire asher saraf Hashem that Hashem has burnt. Rashi says, atifru, atigadluser, which means, don't have your hair grow long. Mikan she'ovel asur b'tzparos. It tells us that normally an ovel is not allowed to have a haircut. About them, but you, atisar b'sum chosu shalakum, don't disturb the rejoicing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this moment, so that you have to keep, you should have your hair cut. If you do this, then you shall die. And your brothers, the entire house of Israel, mikan shet saras and shaltam yechachamim. The distress of the Torah scholars, mikal tachol, this place and everyone, this alaba to mourn. That's why he mentions all Beis Yisrael. Pasuk vav, pasuk zayin. The pasach olamoy lo seitzu, from the entrance of the olamoy, don't go out. Pentamusu, maybe you will die. Shemen mishchat Hashem alehem alechem vayasukid var Hashem. Because the oil of Hashem's anointed is upon you, and the care that Moshe is bidding. Pasuk ches. By the way, Hashem of Aaron, Lamar Hashem says to Aaron, saying, Pasuk ches. Yai mishechar, al tish, not drink intoxicating wine, or a drink. Atal v'necha, you and your sons, itcha with you. Bevachem el omoy, when you go to the omoy, if lof samusen, you won't die. It's an eternal decree for generations. Rashi says yain b'shichar, which means yain derech shichruso, meaning wine, which is like shich, which intoxicates. V'achem al moed, namely elab b'vam ha'hechol. It's only if you go into the hechol. V'gishal no mizbeach min ha'hechol. This includes even going to the mizbeach, which is before the hechol. Never can bias al moed. Never because you die in reglayim bias al moed. It's the word bias al moed by washing their hands, and also over here by drinking wine. So malah halan. I say gishas mizbeach to bias ol moed. Approaching the mizbeach is like entering into the ol moed. So afkan I say gishas mizbeach to bias ol moed. The coming near the mizbeach is like coming to the tent of meeting. That's a good. L'havdil bin kosh achol, bin kosh bin achol, bin atar bin atar, to distinguish between the sacred and the profane, between the impure and the pure. She says, "Well, Havdil Kedusha Tavdilu." So it should be the make a distinction between Avoda Kedusha and Mechalelas, between a holy service and a profane service. Halamata, which teaches Yishim Avad, if he does serve on Tasekidah Avodas Psula, it becomes Pasul. And the Kandai's explained Rashi. This means the verse appears, the pasuk appears to say that the Kohanim may not enter the Ol Moed while intoxicated, so they will be able to distinguish between sacred and profane. This cannot be the meaning of the pasuk for everything that the Omoid is Kodesh. So it must be the Pasuk is just implies that there is a distinction to be drawn between holy and service and a service that has been profaned by intoxication by a Kohen who is serving. And that's what we see. If he does do the Avodah will be Pasuk. Pasuk Gidal, Lahoros, Espin Yisrael, and the point is to guide the Jewish people. Yisrael, Chikim, Asher, Devar, Hashem, Alem, B'yam, Asher, all the decree that Hashem has spoken to them through Moshe. Rashi says, Limeid, Sh'asr shikr v'hora, an intoxicated person cannot make halachic decisions. Yachol yichayv mitzvah, you might have thought even chayv mitzvah for doing such a thing. Tam lomar, atu v'nachla itcha v'lo samusu. You and your sons with you will not die. Kohan v'avadasim v'mitzvah, only the Kohanim. Yachacham v'avarasim v'mitzvah, the scholars do not die if they give up psach while intoxicated. Yunus Nabi'den.